Okay, so, you know, we mentioned that the president, the election was Tuesday. I don't know if you know. It's in all the papers. anyway, so how about a look at the 2016 Democrat preference poll in Iowa? Number one is the Hillster. Excuse me, she was there back before Barack Obama got that first term, wasn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, got to decide if you're going to, well, of course, she may not even run. But anyway, 58% support. Joe Biden in at 17%. But again, it'd be fun to have a beer with. Andrew Cuomo at 6%, and Elizabeth Tomahawk Chop Warren in at 3%. So that's Democrats getting lined up. Have you ever wondered? Have you ever wondered what happens to those Romney Ryan shirts?
They go to third world countries.
They do. They get recycled over there because they don't know the difference.
They do in Kenya.
Well, they do there. That's true. One unloaded their McCain Palin shirts 4 years ago and told Bloomberg Businessweek that by Christmas, many Latin Americans were sporting, maybe sporting Romney wear as well. another company that produced the Romney ticket campaign gear in Missouri said that Mitt Romney merchandise was hard to move, but there's still money to be made with the Ron Paul t-shirts. See, yeah. Now, there is still a store open, I believe, that is selling. I think the Romney store is still open on the website. You can still buy Mitt Romney gear if you want to for some reason. Hello?
Yeah, I'm predicting that sometime in the next couple of years, Obama's going to declare himself emperor of the U.S., and we won't have any more elections, or if we do, they'll be symbolic.
Well, sure, think about how much money we could save if we did that. Sure.
Oh, now, see, now the communist guy's going to call back.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We'll do the comrade
call for the day. But apparently, yes, you can still buy a Mitt Romney shirt, hat, and like a glove mitten or something for $60 if you want to do that.
It won't matter because after December 21st, it won't matter.
Okay.
The Mayans were right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, if that happens, then, yeah, we will. We'll be done. We won't have to worry about that. Hello.
Hi. Did y'all see the guy on the news that got like $15,000 and had a real tattoo of the Romney Ryan logo on his face?
I didn't know that's how much money he made, but yeah, I did. I saw that picture. He's, you know, that's something that he can be proud of and tell his grandchildren about. Yeah.
Well, if he has that much money, he can get it removed.
That's true if he wants to do that. So I don't know why it took so long, but finally somebody has come up with pants that update your Facebook and Twitter status.
What?
Like standing or sitting?
Yeah, an Italian denim brand called Replay has put out social denim collections.
Because people care whether you're...
Yeah, of course, whatever it happens to be. They cost between $200 and $300. The jeans have a fifth pocket that contains a tiny Bluetooth transmitter. You just sync your pants up with your smartphone and you're ready to go.
Really? What are you doing? I'm syncing my pants.
That's right.
I beg your pardon?
Huh? What?
You're what? Yeah.
Hey, get this. A 21-year-old man admitted to burglarizing Nancy Pelosi's home twice.
Why?
Once on election eve and once on election day. Police were tipped off to the first break-in by the House Minority Leader's alarm system, which was triggered on Monday after the glass door to her home and pool house were broken. On Tuesday, a caretaker found that the plywood covering the broken doors had in fact been removed, so he called the cops. Kevin Hagan was caught Wednesday morning at a different house on the same street, allegedly in the midst of yet another break-in. He said he was not aware that it was Nancy Pelosi's house when he broke in the first time, but the second time he went in, he did know who owned it. What, dead giveaway was all the pictures? Reportedly had a coin collection and a watch belonging to Pelosi in his possession. Faces charges of burglary and felony vandalism. Look, he was unilaterally redistributing wealth.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what she would want. What she, you know, the deal is he probably voted for her. Hello?
So y'all talking about clothes got me kind of wondering, whatever happened to the ancient tradition about only having number 12 jerseys? They're wanting to make this Manziel jersey.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I don't know that there's never been another number produced.
There has.
I know. I have an A&M jersey that says 33 on it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know who that is.
Woodard back then. Right.
Well.
Anyway. So it has happened before, right? I guess, you know, obviously the 12th would be the 12th man reference, but hey, you know, go with the flow. That's all I'm saying. If this is if this is something that's going to gin up your numbers, if this is something that's going to extend your brand, if this is going to be getting, you know, kids in Omaha, Nebraska to start wearing Aggie gear, nothing wrong with that.
Well, I got this from Mr. Downs yesterday from the ESPN blog.
Yeah.
For its part, A&M cannot use the nickname Johnny Football on its gear. They can use the number 2. They're having trouble keeping up with demand for that.
Right.
But someone here in town has filed a copyright on the nickname Johnny Football.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Hello?
Yeah, they're Bucky Richardson, number 7.
Yeah.
That was the most popular jersey for years.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that now. That's a good point. There have been other cases where that has happened. So this is just the most recent one. But again, I mean, if this is going to catch fire and – if, you know, everything works and the football gods smile and the Aggies win tomorrow, this guy will be a guy everybody will know how to pronounce his name, okay?
Yeah, he'll stop being Menzel.
Manziel or all the other things that they said that were wrong. But, smart of his family, I guess, to lawyer up on this deal, too. Oh, look, if you want to know if you are the average iPhone 5 Facebook user, which I know that's what you want to know. You live for this.
Am I average?
Social media advertising company Optimal has analyzed Facebook users who access the site via their iPhone 5, breaking down the users to give advertisers more insight when planning their mobile Facebook campaigns. The average age of your iPhone 5 Facebook user, 32 and a half.
Really?
That's a little older than I would have thought.
I'd have gone 25, 26.
Yep, and users are more likely to be male than female by a 59 to 41% margin.
So substantially more.
Excuse me, you're 33 almost, no, and you're on Facebook?
But see, they said average. They didn't say mean. So no. My guess is they're averaging all the parents who are like 50 to 60
right,
with
exactly.
All the teenagers.
Well,
so that's how you come to 32 and a half.
Got a lot of 60-year-olds out there with i5s?
I'm 43, and I have it on my phone all the time.
All right. The top 3 search terms in Facebook on iPhone 5 is UPS, Honey Boo Boo, and Obamacare. Wait a minute. I can't imagine that those first two have anything to do with the third. Well, I can't imagine that any of them have to do with any of the others. California, New York, Texas, and Florida, top states for iPhone 5 Facebook users. In that order, California, New York, Texas, and Florida.
Not that it matters, but what I meant earlier when I said mean was median.
Median, I knew that's what you meant.
Okay, just...
Florida, because there's nobody who's 32 in Florida. Right, I mean, nobody. Nobody in Florida is 32. So, all right, so there you can see if you're average. Oh! Coming up in the next segment, maybe, but certainly if not in the next segment, in the next hour, if you are
fat,
then there are different guidelines for airlines when it comes to fitting in the seat. Just saying.
And that's if you're
if you're
fat.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
We'll let you know about that.